Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon, Mr. Daniel. Ms. Daniel, sorry. It's Rodney from Family First. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready for the storm.
Oh, I see that. I see that. Yeah, I was just checking in to see if you've been doing good with the services from Carissa.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful. She's going to stay with me. So I'm going to be okay.
I got you. I got you.
I can't shovel or anything, you know.
Yeah, me. Supermarkets are crowded because of that. I know. It happened to my mom this morning. Oh, Lord.
No.
Are you
ready for it?
Yeah, me and my family is like taking care of that right now. Because I had to attend to work this morning, but.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see here. I was also checking in, Ms. Danielle. Have you been in the hospital by any chance on this one? I mean, yeah.
No, just lots of doctors. No hospital, not yet. No.
All right. And Mulberry in 1043 is still the address?
Yes, and I'm going to be moving into like a high-rise building soon in about a week and a half, so I'm going to give you the new address.
Okay, I got you. I'll be attentive when you get it. Also, I wanted to give you like the heads up because back then I had a word with you on December, the middle of December. What's been of the whole month, Carissa has only clocked in and out twice.
What do you mean the whole month?
January.
And January.
That's right. Only on the 6th and the 10th of January.
In and out.
In and out. But for the rest of them, there's no record, like, for her clocking in and out at all.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's just a heads up that I need to reinforce
what's
again.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She's just saying every time that I email her, last time that I had from communication with her on November, she said she was going to do something with the app, fixing her phone. But since she started, she has been with the same issue. And, like, you know, I mean, like,
crazy.
Yeah. So please advise her to start using it, okay? Because since next week we're not going to accept any other timesheet that she submits. So she needs to perform EVV in this case, clocking in and out, okay? Because
so next week she has to get on board and she has to do it the right way.
Yeah, otherwise she won't get paid, okay? That's like we're gonna apply the company policies because it's been a lot of time every week she gets her payment. And, you know, for a problem that has been delayed so much and you haven't been able to sort it out, it's like it becomes like more like excuses.
You know, but I'll tell you what, too. And then to find somebody reliable is hard, too, you know. And I'm like, yay.
No, I get it. But it's something like goes out of your hands. Our hands over here, because at least you know there's a variety of things that she could do over there. We don't have a camera checking in on her, whatever she does over there. She might be doing a great job, but the proof is the clock in and out at the end of the day. Okay?
But yeah, I was just going to say it's wonderful. Otherwise, I didn't even know that. Every day I ask her. Every day. But, okay.
All right.
I know she's having problems with her phone. I don't know, but we'll see.
Okay, no problem. So I'll be advised if you need anything.
You.
When you move, please let me know, okay, so I can update the new address.
You're awesome. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.